This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, happy to be back once again, Bill. It's been a few weeks, and there's some Red Sox news to report out there.
There is. Not baseball weather out there now, but there is some Red Sox news. And let's begin with the big name, Xander Bogaerts. What's up?
Well, he's officially opted out of his contract, now officially a free agent. Word out there that Phillies GM and former Red Sox GM Dave Dombrowski very interested in bringing Xander to Philadelphia, so we'll have to see if that all plays out. The Sox did give a qualifying offer for next year, 1 year at $19.65 million to Bogaerts, as well as right-handed pitcher Nathan Eovaldi. Both players did reject those offers. But there are some reports out there saying the Sox have sweetened their contract proposals to Bogaerts as well as Rafael Devers. Details have not been released. Some other Red Sox players also becoming free agents. DH J.D. Martinez, pitcher Michael Wacha, Rich Hill, and Matt Strom.
All right, there we go. So not good, you know, as far as losing some key players off of this team, I suppose, right?
No, not looking good at all. A lot of interest in Bogaerts. Obviously, with Devers, you still have another year of control before he becomes a free agent after next season. But obviously the big name is Bogaerts, and I think he's going to have his payday, and I just don't think it's going to be at Fenway Park.
Yeah, that's the way things go. All right, so now you've got some other Sox names in the news, right?
Yeah, first baseman Eric Hosmer, who came in at the trade deadline from the Padres, says he will not opt out of the remaining three-year contract that he has. It'll pay him $39 million, so Hosmer will be around. Unless the Sox can find a team to dish him off to pay that contract. Don't expect that to happen unless the Sox have to eat most of it. Pitcher James Paxton announced he's picked up his player option. He's going to return to the team for $4 million next season. Paxton missed all of last season rehabbing from Tommy John surgery. It's not a bad deal. You can be out for a season, get paid, and then pick up another $4 million before you even throw a pitch for the next season. Red Sox did avoid salary arbitration with utility player Rob Refschneider, signing him to a one-year deal. The Sox declined to pick up the team option on the contract of outfielder Tommy Pham. And some news from the coaching staff. Jason Veritek returning as a catching coach and game coordinator for next year. He signed a new three-year deal. And Sox losing a coach as bench coach Will Venable leaving the team to become the associate manager of the Rangers.
All right, and we also have a note up on the website. You mentioned Xander Bogaerts and becoming a free agent, but we also have the Silver Slugger Award. We have a little visual on the website as well for that. So he picks up that award.
Yes, he did for the fifth time in his career, so he can add that to his resume as he's looking to cash in on a nice big fat contract.
There you go. Hey, by the way, I got this Silver Slugger Award, guys. All right. All right, so now I've heard also, we also have a post up on the website about the winter weekend. So what is the winter weekend? It's not frozen Fenway. It's not the hockey, but so what is it?
Well, it's all kinds of excitement that you can attend at the MGM Springfield, the Mass Mutual Center. It's on January 20th and 21st of next year. Fans able to get autographs from Sox players, take pictures with them as well. Tickets are on sale at RedSox.com. Winter weekend canceled because of the pandemic in 2021. And it was also canceled last year because of the lockout. So it's an event for Sox fans to see some players and get warm and fuzzy about the upcoming season and hear from executives and this, that, and the other thing. It'll be carried on NESN Live, of course. And, you can try to get warm and fuzzy as spring training will be just around the corner.
Well, it sounds like, Andy, you're a little ways away from being warm and fuzzy. But then again, that's a question I never thought I would ask you. Okay. Speaking of NESN, what do we have on NESN Classics or Red Sox Classics?
Yes, Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus today. It's the best of David Ortiz all week. Today's first pitch at 3 o'clock. It's a game for September the 21st of 2006. The Sox shut out the Twins 6-0 at Fenway. In this game, Ortiz hits home runs number 51 and 52 on the season. He would end up that season with a franchise record of 54.
Are you hearing anything about the possibility of Ortiz returning to the Red Sox? Nothing, right? Nothing at all, right?
In fact, that would be a nice rumor. It might draw some interest to the team. I don't know. That's put some fannies in the seats, I think.
Here's what Andy's hearing, folks. This is about Ortiz, and listen up, listen carefully, folks. Okay, so now let's move to Major League Baseball news, because you always have stuff for us here that I don't think a lot of people know about. So what do you got for us this week?
Well,
we'll start with something pretty obvious, I guess, but go ahead, yeah.
Since last we spoke, the Houston Astros won the 2022 World Series. They took the series 4-2, winning their second title in 6 years. University of Maine and Rhode Island native shortstop Jeremy Peña, he was named the World Series MVP. He became just the second rookie in history to be named the World Series MVP. He was also named the MVP of the League Championship Series. In the World Series overall, Pena hit 400, had a home run, three RBIs. He also became the first rookie to have six hits in six straight World Series games, as well as being the first rookie shortstop to hit a home run in the World Series. So with Pena growing up in Rhode Island and going to college at UMaine, how did the local nine miss out on him, especially with Xander Bogaerts looking like he's going to pack up shop? This would have been a nice filler with Bogaerts potentially leaving.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting you bring up Maine. Maine, you know, historically, over the years, and when I say years, go back 50 years or so, they've had a great baseball program up at the University of Maine, very, very storied, if you will.
Yeah, they certainly have, and that's definitely frigid baseball up at UMaine.
it definitely is, yeah. So, yeah, playing anywhere out of there is a little different ball game, especially playing in April or whatever. All right, so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, absolutely. Some other notes from the World Series. Dusty Baker, the Astros manager, he becomes the oldest manager to win a World Series at age 73. Astros, the first team since the 2013 Red Sox to win the World Series at home. Red Sox had a big year that year. We remember that well. The Astros held their World Series parade. More than a million people showed up in downtown Houston. And for Phillies fans out there, they've now played 140 seasons. They've never participated in a Game 7 of any kind.
Hmm, wow. World Series parades, I remember those, yeah.
What was that like? Yeah. I've seen one of those for quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen a duck boat, hasn't it? rather than just driving around the city. All right. Okay, so now the offseason, Major League Baseball offseason. I know we're still in November, but it really fires up once we get into December, we're in it now. So what's up?
Yeah, we're officially in it. Some signings of note. The Mets signed closer Edwin Diaz to a five-year, $102 million deal. It includes an opt-out full no-trade clause plus a six-year player option. And it's the first nine-figure contract for a closer. Dodgers bring back starting pitcher Clayton Kershaw for his 16th season with the team. One-year deal, $17 million. Yesterday, the Yankees re-signed first baseman Anthony Rizzo, two-year, $34 million contract. A total of 140 players have been added to the free agency pool since the World Series ended. Angels announced that the team won't be trading away two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani before the start of next season. They signed him to a one-year, $30 million deal. He's set to hit free agency after next season. The Angels have missed the playoffs eight straight years. The Marlins will now be led by two of the highest-ranking women in all pro sports. The team announced this week that Caroline O'Connor being promoted to President of Business Operations. This marks the first pro sports team to have women operating the entirety of a franchise day-to-day business. Back in 2020, the Marlins hired Kim Ng as the first female general manager in Major League Baseball history.
Caroline O'Connor, not related at all to Archie Bunker.
I don't believe so.
No, okay. Yeah, Carol O'Connor. That's what it, yeah, okay. All right, and I remember, you talk about 1 year for $30 million. I remember when Yaz hit 100,000 or mantled it, I guess, when I was a kid. And then Yaz got 200,000 a year, and that was huge. But here we go.
The numbers just keep getting higher, higher, and higher.
Yeah, that's the way it seems to be working. I've noticed that.
Yes.
Okay, any other baseball news to share?
Yeah, general managers will convene once again during the winter meetings. They start up December 4th in San Diego. The Rule 5 draft will be allowed during that team as well. That allows teams to select minor league players from other clubs. Spring training for most organizations begin at the end of February, and of course, it's award week in Major League Baseball on Monday. American League Rookie of the Year was announced. Outfielder Julio Rodriguez of the Marlins, he had 28 home runs, stole 25 bases. National League Rookie of the Year, outfielder Michael Harris II of the Braves, he had 19 home runs, stole 20 bases. And on Tuesday, the American League Manager of the Year, someone we know quite well, Guardians' Terry Francona, he won the award for the third time in his career. National League Manager of the Year, the Mets' Buck Showalter, he won the award for the fourth time. And yesterday, the Cy Young Award winners were announced. American League, Astros' Justin Verlander, 18 wins, a 1.75 ERA. In the National League, the Marlins' Sandy Alcantara, 14 wins, at a 2.28 ERA.
Well, my brush with greatness with the Baseball Insider this past week was I drove by City Field in New York.
Nice.
So there you go. That's as close as I got to some inside baseball here on the podcast here. But the Hall of Fame, there's some news there, too. Do I have it?
Yes, we'll wrap things up. The Contemporary Baseball Era Players Committee has released its candidates for the 2023 Hall of Fame. Those players include Albert Bell, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Don Mattingly, Fred McGriff, Rafael Palmeiro, and Curt Schilling. And they'll be voted upon on December 4th at the baseball winter meetings.
Oh, man. Wow, you...
New entries.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff this week, Andy, but I guess we stored it up for a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we did, so we just kind of throw everything at the fan this time around. We haven't been there in a while and see what sticks and what doesn't. We give it all to you.
Yeah, we dump it out of the bag, put it out there, and let the folks pick through it. Yeah, there you
go. Absolutely.
But in a very nice way. Everything's valuable, and it's all wrapped. None of these gifts have been opened until just now. There we go.
Perfect. That's the way we like it.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us? Just a quick thought on the Red Sox. If they needed to make a move, what would you suggest they do?
There are just so many moves this team needs to make. That's for sure. They have to do something quick, make a splash, get the fans revitalized and energized into the team for next season. But I think they really got to I think the Rafael Devers situation is most prevalent. I mean, you can say the Xander Bogaerts is as well, but with Devers being the younger player and more of a cornerstone, the face of the franchise type guy, I would like to see them get him to a long-term deal quick so we don't have to have that drag through all of next season. You know, there are a lot of solid free agent shortstops on the market this year. Four top names are out there. So if you did lose Bogaerts, if you were able to replace him with one of those other names, you wouldn't be losing all that much. But again, Bogaerts is a guy that's come through the organization and a fan favorite. But they really have to get something done with, if not one, both of those players ASAP. And then as you head into the winter meetings, start focusing on fixing the roster and all the other areas that need to be taken care of.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot there. Okay. But I agree with you. I think Devers is priority number one, if there is such a thing. And I guess there could be. All right. Andy, always good talking with you. Thanks so much. And we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone on Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.